East Wales, central and southern parts of England.
Simon, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 11th of July. The general synopsis at midnight, low South Fitzroy, 1,015, losing its identity. High Irish Sea, 1,023, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 3 to 5 in north at Cirra. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Cirra, northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th Tyne. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5 later in east. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest veering north, 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Biscay, northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later in south. Thundery showers in south, moderate or good. Fitzroy, cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers in south, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor in south. Seoul, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in west. Showers later, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northwest. Showers later, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, southeast Bailey. Southerly, backing southeasterly later, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 for a time in East Malin, occasionally 7 later in Rockall. Occasional rain, except in Malin, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Bailey, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly 4 to 6. Rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6, except in East Fair Isle. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by east, 3. 7 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Stornoway, south, 4. Mist, 4 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest, 3. Fog, 300 metres, 1,019, steady. Lucas, west by north, 2, 27 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west, 1, 1,021, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 1, 11 miles, 1,021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast, 3, 5 miles, 1,021. Jersey, east by north, 3, 22 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 2, 11 miles, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, northeast, 3, mist, 7 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Valentia, south by east, 2, 24 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north, 2, 16 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast, 2, 19 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 11th of July. The general situation. A fresh to strong south to southwesterly airflow will continue to affect the far northwest coast of Scotland at first. Elsewhere, an area of high pressure across the United Kingdom will bring mainly light or moderate breezes and a good deal of fair weather, although there will be some fog patches in western and northern areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, 5 at first near Cape Wrath, otherwise southerly or southeasterly, becoming variable in west, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in east. Fog patches later in east. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in east. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast, 3 to 5 for a time. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast, 2 to 4. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Gibraltar Point. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north. Fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less until later in west, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming east 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, becoming easterly later 2 to 4. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in northwest. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, fog patches in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in west. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, fog patches at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4 near Loch Foyle, otherwise south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 near Carlingford Loch. Fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. In North Channel, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, but elsewhere variable 2 to 4. Fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north and near shore in east. Fog patches for a time later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable, then mainly southeast later 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, south or southwest, backing southeast later 3 to 5. Fog banks later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. And that's the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now Prayer for the Day celebrates 55 years on Radio 4 from Bradford, the City of Culture, with Sarah Humayun.
Good morning. My grandma had Parkinson's disease, which meant that her movements were very slow. One hot summer's day, I was quietly watching from the kitchen window as she slowly carried a chair into the garden. I watched as she slowly walked over to pick up a large silver bowl. I asked myself, what on earth is this woman doing? She filled up the bowl with water and steadily carried it over and placed it down on the grass. She then sat in the chair facing the bowl and waited. After a short while, I watched as small birds flew down into the garden. They dipped into the cold water and ruffled their feathers, splashing and playing. Because her movements were so gentle, these small birds sat on my grandma's arms and legs and fluttered around her. Even when she moved to adjust her scarf, they were not frightened. It was a most mystical scene. I felt like it was almost sacred to witness. Though she is gone now, that memory stayed with me because it revealed that even in frailty, there can be beauty. In slowness, peace. In suffering, a quiet grace we might otherwise overlook. I remember this in my work as a spiritual care practitioner in a children's hospice. I hold on to this belief that even in the midst of the unrelenting pain of grief, when even prayer feels like speaking into silence, that hidden blessings quietly unfold. Not grand sweeping miracles, but small shimmering threads of grace. I pray for open hearts, so that the hidden gifts that come even through sorrow emerge, and for finding hope one small grace at a time.
Sarah Humayun. Now, Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Second class of the day. The young handlers judging their ability to handle these pigs.
Good morning from the pig showing ring at the Great Yorkshire Show in Harrogate. This is England's biggest agricultural show. It's a four-day gathering of farmers, foodies, countryside organisations, politicians and a lot of livestock, like these excellent pigs in front of us. They're actually in the ring and they're all being expertly shown by young farmers. And I am with Countryfile TV presenter Matt Baker, who is probably one of Yorkshire's most famous farmers. Matt,
good morning.
You've just had a go at this. It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
Oh, it's not. No, these are experts. They may be young, but let me tell you, they're heroes in this world.
Well, we've